Okay. What a time is. Okay, we can start. 8 o'clock. Okay, so we decided we wanted to read this Ritva inside. I know we started, we didn't start. I don't remember. I think we started, but okay. So that's, I want to get to the main part of the Ritva, that the main problem with the Ritva is the end. So we have to read to get to the end. Okay. Parkina hoki maiskin ba kayach. Shazel as vetov shano. Hiren ubor. Umokar echa mehem. Okay. So he says the case is you have an Eden and a boar and you sold one. Well, the question is, which one did you sell? Lav the memer shemokar habor, hanizik. Shir aswa Eden, hamazik. Loya mokar kayev. So we could say the case is that he sold the boar and he left the Eden. Pirish Rashi. So this is, I already said this 5 times. So the Haggai Siyunim says that this is not our Rashi, and I do not like that at all. Parship Shad, of course it's our Rashi, because our Rashi says that he sold the land, and Parship Shad, we're working in the second Lashon, that's how we paskin, to Sada Siyu the virus. So when you sell the land, according to Rava, the land is Rava's whole svara, because it's a seed of virus. It's like there's a boar there already. That's Rava's whole svara, the whole sugya. So it's there's no it's semantics. They're selling the land a seed of virus according to Rava. They're selling the boar is exactly the same thing. That's Rava's whole svara. That's why Rava, the whole Gemara says you have to be marchik if there is no boar, because we view the boar as if it's here already, or you're being mazik the future boar. It makes no difference. So obviously the Ritva is quoting Rashi correctly. He just is allowed to slightly, you know, he's not doesn't have to be mimicked the exact same words. He's quoting the alumnus of Rashi. Anyway, that's my pet peeve against that guy to see you in him. Okay. The Adarabba. So he says Rashi is not right. The Ayin Yafe Mocher, no. So there's a special Svara of Ayin Yafe. The Ayin Yafe says, if I sold you the boar, so then I have to knock down my tree because of Ayin Yafe. I sold you the boar. And I would have to knock down my tree because of Ayin Yafeh. Okay, what does Rashi hold? If the Rashi holds Pashtus, that Ayin Yafeh doesn't go so far. Pashtus, in other
What's the
words,
Adrabba?
what I mean that what's Adrabba?
He used the word the other buying yafma like mashma, like he didn't do buying yafma, unless he's talking in the middle of a sentence. You just start the word start with a sentence the other rabbi, right? The other rabbi means that the logic is put in fakir. What's the other rabbi? I just don't understand. The
Okay.
other there's mashma like he like the way Rashi's doing it is by it's buying raw. He sold it to him.
Okay. But I don't know how strong it is. It could be Adra, could be going on a lot of different ways. Could be Adra, but the din is Adra. I would say going on the din. According to Rashi Pshat, the if you shire the Elan, then you don't have to chop down. And if you shire the boar, then you do have to chop down the tree. So it's Adarabba. The din is opposite. It could be Adarabba. In other words, the Maisa, it's the opposite din than what you're saying. It's Adarabba. It's fakir from what you're saying. Doesn't mean that this Adarabba, the svara is fakir. But we'll see anyway. We'll see. I think also there's another reason why it's Adarabba. It's even better because, okay, maybe we'll have to wait. But it sounds there's the big problem. Okay, maybe it happened Shmuel. Maybe you're even helping me. So you're helping me. That's not the big problem in this piece is that there's a theorist in the Ritva is in his own shot, not in Rashi's shot, is that half the places he says that the reason for the din is because of Ayin Yafa. That's what he says here, that the when you sell the boar, you don't have to, you have to knock down the tree because of Ayin Yafa. And when you sell the even, you don't have to knock down the tree because of Ayin Yafa. That's what he says here. So here in the beginning, he says that the whole din is based on Ayin Yafa. The problem is, first of all, it doesn't seem to fit into the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the din is based on the svara of the tchila. So, okay, so maybe the Ritva himself is bothered by that, but it's very hard to know what his answer is. And then at the in the next paragraph, he says the reason for the din is because he did sha'asa shalo gahagen. Asa shalo gahagen is not because of Ayin Yafa. So there's this tremendous stira going around in this Ritva. So let's wait. It could be that when we answer the stira, we'll answer Shmuel Yerkash and the Adarava too.
What's the kash on the Adarava?
Shmuel is tying that Adarava means that you're a Hafuch. It's not Hafuch because Rashi Pashas, rightfully so, Rashi's not using the Svara of Ayin Yafa. So it's not Adarava. I have a Svara that you didn't hold of. So
isn't it Rashi using Ayin Ra and Ritva saying Ayin Yafa?
Pashup Shat, Rashi is not using Ayin Ra. Pashup Shat, Rashi is not using anything. It's very difficult to say Rashi is using Ayin Ra. We pass in Ayin Yafa. Everyone holds the Ayin Yafa.
When I say use Ayin Ra, I don't mean he's using it. I mean his halacha would be implies that you could sell something and the person who buys it can't use it properly because you kept something for yourself. That's the definition of Ayin Ra. I don't mean that Rashi's passing the
law. Rashi doesn't hold that Ayin Yafa applies in this situation. I don't know if you would call that Adarava.
Isn't Shire La'atzmoy the opposite of Ayin Yafa? Isn't the whole in Bobas, Shire La'atzmoy is generally the opposite phrase from Ayin Yafa?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the general phrase. I don't know. Parshat Shad, but let me know for I don't. This is like the and I don't want to get back down this because it's a, but his Shmuel's point is maybe it's a I don't think you know this alone is not going to make it or break it. But his point is that simple reading of the Ritva is that Rashi holds that the Svara Vayin Yafa doesn't apply here because there's obviously limits how far a person does Ayin Yafa. Ayin Yafa means it doesn't mean I'm going to throw in, if I'm selling you a $5 thing, I'm going to throw in $1 million because of Ayin Yafa. So Rashi feels that Ayin Yafa is not applicable in this sugya. I'm selling you a boar, I'm not throwing in the tree, and vice versa. I'm selling you the Ritva is using a Svara Ayin Yafa, so it's not, he owns the Svara, okay. Anyway, but let's get further. Let's keep it. So he's Pashup Shad, he's arguing with Rashi. Before we get to the Ritva, so Pashup Shad and Rashi. Rashi doesn't hold anything about Ayin Yafa. And Rashi says, I think we spoke this out yesterday. Rashi says the case is that I sold the boar. And I kept the tree to myself. And since I kept the tree to myself, my tree came first, so I don't have to marchik. If on the other hand, I sold the tree, so then if I cared, then you wouldn't have to chop down the tree. And that, because in that case, it's called the boar came first, not the tree, because whatever selling, parship shot is like a new beginning. So whoever is the buyer is coming later. So if I kept the tree to myself, then it means the tree was betchila. If I kept the boar to myself, means the boar is betchila. So if I kept the boar to myself, the boar is betchila, you have to chop down your tree. If I kept the tree to myself, the tree is betchila. I don't have to chop down the tree. So Rashi's pshat, Rashi's pshat, is very, very simple. It fits beautifully in the lashon of the Mishnah. Everything's totally on who comes first. The buyer is always called considered coming second. And the sower is always considered coming, you know, when he retained for himself, came first. Because the seal is something new. It's a very, Rashi is beautiful. Okay, now Taisus, the Ritva disagrees. So Ritva says that if I sold you the boar, then there's a svar of Ayin Yafeh, which tells, he says, overrides somehow. And you don't have to knock down, if I sold the tree, I'm sorry, if I sold the boar, so Ayin Yafeh says that I'm going to knock down my tree to save your boar. So I'm going to knock down the tree. So what's on the Mishnah? Ela pirish shemokra ilan. I'm Isaac. I sold the tree. Really, since I told the tree, so according to the logic is the tree came second, so you should have to chop down the tree. Again, comes along. Again, we're using this part of Ayin Yafeh. In other words, according to the Ritva, Pashup Shad is that the Ritva grants Rashi and Svara without Ayin Yafeh. That if you would leave out the Svara of Ayin Yafeh, the din would be that when you, whatever your Mishaya for yourself came first. Therefore, if you're Mishaya for yourself the tree, you don't have to chop down the tree. If you're Mishaya yourself the boar, then you do have to chop down the tree. But the Svara of Ayin Yafeh overpowers both of those two denim. You know, Svara, when you sell the boar, even though the din should be, you don't have to knock down the tree because it came first. Ayin Yafeh says you have to knock down the tree. And when you sell the tree, even though the din of coming first says you should have to knock down the tree, Ayin Yafeh says you don't have to knock down the tree. So what Taivis is doing is he's saying in his own shot that even though Rashi is right theoretically in the lumdus of the sugya without Ayin Yafeh, but Ayin Yafeh turns the tables completely the opposite. The other Abba, the Ayin Yafeh Mokhelo, and a Shapir Shemokha Eden, a Mazik. And there, really, you should have to chop down the tree because the tree came second. Fafido Baha, even though the tree came second, Lo Yiko, so the Kayah. Why? Also, because the Ayin Yafeh Mokhelo. So in other words, the whole.
Say about first and second. I'm saying Rebbe's putting that Pirish in there, right?
He doesn't say about
that's first and second. It can be considered first. I mean, he doesn't.
No, well, otherwise, why you need Ayin Yafeh? If the din is
it's a mazik.
So what is a mazik? If he came
back. No, it's a mazik. He sold a mazik. He sold a mazik.
Came better. So apparently, that without the din of Ayin Yafeh, it wouldn't be considered he came better. So that's why you need, that's the thing, that because that means that he agrees, the Ritva in theory would agree that the fact that you bought it makes a new beginning. So you're not considered coming better. But Aval Pikein, Ayin Yafeh overrides it. Welcome, Ashwanan. Sheni Yachalom, where the Machardin found the Ashat Tiskeni. In other words, the Chiddush is how far Ayin Yafeh goes, which is exactly the point. Rashi doesn't hold Ayin Yafeh goes so far. In other words, Rashi holds the question is, to what extent do you say Ayin Yafeh? You know, there's so much Ayin Yafeh that you can even be mazik me. That's like an extreme Ayin Yafeh. So that's the Chiddush, that even that extreme Ayin Yafeh we say. But while Rashi holds that's too an extreme Ayin Yafeh, we don't say that. Okay. V'kein v'moich aliyah sheish b'chana mazika v'shoifkana chotzer k'yaytibo. Can't go ahead with the screen of Spice. Okay, I got the Shaloka Radabra Mazik, and the board is because of the Ayin Yafeh, and that's why the Lokaf wins. Can't finish reading. Okay. And the first piece. The three pieces here. Okay. Now we have another thing of the read. Now, obviously, they're not supposed to contradict each other. So now, how do we read this into the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says that if you came to Heter, then you don't have to chop down the tree. Now, how does this, according to what he just said, it has nothing to do with the fact that you came to Heter. It's that you're the Nokeach, or it says the Kadam. It doesn't say came to Heter. It says Kadam. Eden Kadam. So it says Eden Kadam. So you don't have to chop down the tree. So it's according to this chop, the reason is to read up chop down the tree is not because Eden Kadam. The reason why you have to chop down the tree is because you're an Okeach. So how in the world an Ayin Yafeh? So how in the world are you going to read that into the Lashon of the Mishnah? Mishnah says if the Eden is Kadam, you don't have to knock down it, which it sounds like.
Maybe that's the Din Lokeach. Lokeach means kadam. Lokeach means brand new.
He's going to answer the question. Let's read what he says. This is his problem. His problem is that there's no way to read it into the Mishnah, because the according to Rashi, according to his pshat, the really the way I'm saying it, the lokeach is not kadam. In lamdas, the lokeach comes second, because when he buys something, he's like the new guy in the block. But there's a special svara of Ayin Yafeh. So he's not Kadim, and it's not because of Kadim. What are you saying? I think because he's Kadim. Well, Kadim. So he's bothered. This is what he's bothered by. How do you read this in? According to Rashi, it reads very nicely because the sower, whatever he retained for himself, that's called Kadim. When you're Kadim, you don't have to knock it down. But in Rashi, in his shot, the reason why you don't have to knock it down is because you're the Ayin Yafeh. And you're not Kadam because you're the buyer. You came the last guy. So what in the world do you read in the Mishnah? Oh, Kadam. How you came to Masnizin Hachim is Parsha. This is how we read the Mishnah. The Kol Sha'ome Shamber Rishos Kari Kadima. Kadam is a borrowed term. Because if you're in Rishos, then we call that Kadima. Why do we call that Kadima? Shuhu ki'ilu kadim shami mois oilam. Because since it's Bereshus, so you're like, you're there, mi mois oilam. Therefore, we call Bereshus kadim. So it's saying like this. I sold it to you. If I sold it to you, that means you're there, Bereshus. If you're there, Bereshus, that means you're there, kilo kadem imais ayinam. Therefore, we call that kadem vaki kamar im eden kadem shem vaki eden ilokeach lo yikus im abor kadem shem vaki lo abor and this egg by soldier abor kites I did I say dami the ayin yaf im vaki lo. Okay. So, what do you say about this answer? Before we go further,
first, what? I don't see that anywhere in Tosfos.
No, it's not in Tosfos. It's in the Ritzvah. Okay, forget about that.
But he is saying that it's in the. That's not what Tosfos is saying.
Okay, but I don't know. But we don't know for sure if it's in Tosfos.
And even if he sells the bar, the Elon is there by Rishos.
Right. So therefore, you can't. In other words, you're saying. First of all, it doesn't fit into the Lashon because, okay, the boar is Bereshus, and here the boar is called Kadim, but the Eden is also Kadim. So they're both Kadim, right? So they're both, in both cases. So how do you read it? It says, if him Kadim, then my boar Kadim. The boar is always Kadim. There's in both cases, the Eden is Kadim, in both cases, the boar is Kadim, because physically, what's Kadim, one's Kadim, in Mitzias, and the other ones called them in this Lamnas because you sold it. So why you only call Kadem the thing that's there you sold? And I agree with that. Why in the world? There's granted he makes up this Svara, and if you're Brishos, you're considered as if you're Kadem. But if you're really Kadem, then you're really Kadem. So the Chaira. The reading that makes no sense because when you sold the Eden, so the Eden is called them al-Slamdis because you sold it, But the boar is kadim because in reality it's kadim. When you sell the boar, so in reality the eden is kadim. So what are we talking about? So the mission doesn't read because everything's always kadim.
And my boar kadim is the Mishnah or the Ritva's own words?
I think it's not the Mishnah. I don't know.
Where's the Mishnah?
Chaf Vav, I think. Chaf Chayim Beis or Chaf Vav, I don't remember. That, so that's Sandy's problem. What else is fair with what he says?
He says a little different. He says Sha'im made Shambers just meaning it's Dafka on the Lokeach as before.
Who are you quoting?
The Ritva.
Ritva.
Yes.
Lashon is Sha'im made Sham, not the Moicher, but the Lokeach. Means how did the Lokeach get it? He got it through Rishus. Rishus the Moicher. That means he has either Zechus of Kadam, whatever that's called, but he starts it. He starts it again.
Why is he called
Kadam? Oyim
he's Kadam Mimaisan. Why isn't the other guy Mimaisan? How can the fact that you got Rishus from me, you can't be better than me?
You can't be better than
the guy that you came from.
Sure, he can, because he comes there and he combines with the Ayin Yafa now.
Ayin
he
Yafa,
comes
right.
To Kedem. He's coming, Mikoyach, the first guy, and with an Ayin Yafa now, he overrides the Macher.
The word Kedem.
Because whoever is Ayin made Sham Bereshus, the first guy who sold is not Ayin made Sham Bereshus, whoever Ayin made Sham Bereshus, he's standing there with complete permission. How do we know? Because he sold it to him. So that means he's standing in the Bereshus. The other guy, I don't know what's going on with him, the Moicher. But this guy's standing in the Bereshus. That for sure we know. He has the deed.
If you would just say Bereshus, fine. But then he says, Bereshus is Kari Kadima. Why is Bereshus Kari Kadima? If he would have just said, one is Bereshus and one's not Bereshus, I get you. But he doesn't stop there. He says, Bereshus, the Mishnah doesn't say Bereshus. The Mishnah says, Kadim. He says Rishus is called Kadim. Now, why is Rishus paraphrased with the word Kadim? So he explains, because Rishus makes it as if Kadim Shami Mos Olam. Now, I
can
have no idea what
part is London.
Can we say, based on the Lashon, Kadim Shami Mos Olam? That he's talking about more than just Stama Kadima. Like we say, you come before, the Mocher came before the Lokeach, or vice versa. That's not Mimos Olam. Kadam Mimos Olam sounds like some kind of extra Schus, some kind of a Schus of Kadima.
How does the fact that I was sold Bereshus move me to Mimos Olam, and to move me in a time machine to Mimos Olam? It sounds bizarre.
It means I'm establishing.
The tree was planted in the year 2000. I was sold in the year 2001. Now that I was sold in the year 2001,
it's as if it was there with three aspirations.
It's a manna svara. Now, maybe that's what it says.
But it's
manna as can be.
It sounds like all I'm saying is that it sounds like he's talking about the status of Kadima that he's talking about is not the way we simply understood the status of Kadima as in Reuven comes before Shimon and vice versa.
Okay,
he's talking about Kadima like you would say the Ayin Yafa, some kind of a new level of
Ayin Yafa has nothing to do with Shemesh Shimei Ayin Breishes. Ayin Yafa is that I'm not going to be Makbin on you. It doesn't Ayin Yafa. I can't, but I am Mocha, move you to Sheshes and May Bracious.
No, I don't know what. Again, I don't know how he calls. I don't know the Chlau what it means, Mimos Olam, except that he seems to be saying some kind of Chazako or some kind of strong existence. Strong.
I would agree with you. A lot of things, including that we don't know what he's saying. In other words, he's saying some kind of funny svara. He's saying some very, very, very strange svara.
Yeah, but I'm saying the way
that somehow or another. I'm trying to focus on what he says that somehow or another, you take the word Bereshus, and Bereshus, the seal makes it Bereshus.
which comes to Ayin Yafa. I'm using what
Shmuel said. Excuse me. I'm reading the word so far. He didn't say it comes from Ayin Yafa. So let's read what he said. Maybe that's a Hezbollah, but maybe not. So let's just stick to what he says, because we don't know what he's saying. So we have to be accurate. He says, it's as far as that is Brishos, that he says. When it's Brishos, it's Kari Kadima. Why is it Kari Kadima? Shukiiru Kadam Shami Maris Ayram. So I have no idea what that's for. Why Brishos is Kari Kadima? And why it's considered Kimais Ayram? Okay. But first of all, I just don't know what he's talking about. Okay, I guess that's first of all. I don't know how Brishus makes, why we would call Brishus Kadima, and why Kadima means Mimai Sayyidam. Okay, but let me continue reading. So he already said, he says some shot that once it's Brishus, so for some reason, that's called, that's paraphrased, called Kadima.
I try one more line.
And now we can know what the Mishnah is saying. If Elam Kadim, Kadim means, we just got finished saying Birishos. Shemokra Elam Lokeach. No Yikos. Because, okay, Bim Abor Kadim. And if the Bor Kadim, which we just got finished saying, again, Kadim means Shemokra no Abor Anizik, because that's what we just said before. Kaitseis. So if another saying abor, if abor called them, so then it's kaitzei if another saying tamim. So then you do have to chop down the tree because the vayin yafe mocherlo, because the vayin yafe. Oh. So now,
is that going on both?
1 second. So well, beforehand he, this is if the boar is called them. You have to chop down the tree because of Ayin Yafa. That he said that on the first line. That's why he argued with Rashi.
Right.
And if the Eden was, and if the that's if he sold the boar. If he sold the Eden, you don't have to chop it down. He also said on the third line, that's because Ayin Yafa. So it sounds like that they're both because of Ayin Yafa. So my problem is, which is, I just want to ask another problem, which I think is a very
why both INF?
What?
Why both INF? Why should I be saying both INF? He doesn't say that both INF by both.
Because he said before, he said in line number 3 on the page, it appears Shemokra Eden Amazik, Bafido Boholo Yiko Tzolokeh,
the Bafido
Boholo.
He doesn't use that in the Pirish now.
Okay, but, well, he didn't change the Chayra, he's not arguing.
Sounds a little different now. Okay.
So the problem that I have, besides that I have no idea what this is talking about, that Rishus Kari Kadima, Shukino Kadim Shami Ami Saidam. But why in the world, the Tana, let's say we can make some sense out of the Ritva, that there's some reason why in that Rishus is means Kadima because it means Mimai Saidam. Like, what in the, and why do you use that terminology of Yemais Oidam, Kedima, Rish? That has nothing to do with anything. The reason why the din is, there's only one reason, because Ayin Yafa. When you sell the boar, you have to chop down the tree, because Ayin Yafa. When you sell the tree, you don't have to chop down the tree, because of Ayin Yafa. So why in the world the Tana writes such a din and say, if it's Kadim, what does Kadim mean? Mimai Sayyidam. What's Mimai Sayyidam? Because Rishus is considered like Mimai Sayyidam. I mean, like, what he's talking like a scavenger hunt. Like, I don't know, you're talking in riddles. You know, just say what you mean. And you have Ayin Yafa. No, he talks about Kadim. And Kadim means Mimai Sayyidam. And a person will understand somehow or another that Yemais Olam means Rishus. Why don't you just say Rishus? Why are you talking in you don't know, in other words, isn't it so strange The fourth is because you bought it Bereshus, and Bereshus is because even the fourth not Bereshus. The fourth is Ayin Yafeh. So say the point. Say Ayin Yafeh, Im Yafeh, Im Mokar, Im Kona, Im Ayin Yafeh. No, he says, he's talking in riddles. He says, Kadam. You're supposed to understand that Kadam means Mimayis Ayram. And how do you get to Mimayis Ayram? Through Rishos. And how do you get to Rishos? Through Lakach. Oh, so, you know, it seems, besides the fact that I have no idea in the world how this makes sense in the reading, but okay, I'll take the Ritva's word for it, that somehow or another, Kodam is Merames to Brishus, because Kodam means Mimais Ailam, and Brishus also means Mimais Ailam. So therefore, if I say Kodam, I mean Brishus Mimais Ailam, and the only way you get to Mimais Ailam is with Brishus, so therefore it's a way of saying Brishus. But why are you talking? This is a riddle, you know.
Just a question would be if he would sell it, like the next line he says to two different people, is there such thing called Ayin Yafeh when he sells it to two different people at the same time?
Yes, when he sells the first one, it's Ayin Yafeh.
Saying the same time, Vasachas. He sells two people Vasachas. Is that called Ayin Yafeh?
I don't know.
He's not saying Vasachas.
I understand. I'm saying, but there's not. The terminology is very different.
You can do Ayin Yafeh if you sell two people Vasachas. But when you sell the two people, to the first person, you sell the Ayin Yafeh. And then the second person, he's left or whatever. The second person can only get what you have. And that's a pashtus. But no, it's such a strange shot. And why in the world did the Tana talk in riddles? I have no idea how how Kodem means Rishos. Okay, he explains it. Because Kodem means Mimayis Ayram, and Rishos makes Kadima, and Rishos makes Mimayis Ayram, and therefore that's called Kodem, because Kodem means I'm Mimayis Ayram. We'll grant what you're saying, that only the guy who's Rishos is Mimayis Ayram. And the fact that you were planted here first, that's not called Mimayis Ayram. That's what Hillel says. Okay, we'll accept it. So only the guy who bought it, Rishus, is called Mimayis Ayram. So he's the only one that's called Kodem, because the word Kodem means Mimayis Ayram. But what is he making this drasha for? Okay, let me go further. So I'm still going. I want to get to my main problem. So I don't understand what he's doing yet. Umiyu kashe deri. Now, so umiyu means this is a continuation. Is it the same re talking, asking on what he just got finished saying? Umiyu kashenayin re kishekadma abor shalako. Now the kadam abor, which means that he bought the boar, and the reason why we say is he has to chop down the tree, is because ayin yafeh, right? That's what he said before. When you buy the boar, he says it twice. He said, when you buy the boar, you have to chop down the tree because of Ayin Yafeh. Then he said that on the second line when he argued with Rashi, and he said it about a line above. He says, "Vim abor kadem shemachar abor nizik kaitzei v'nozei damim de ba'ayin yafeh machar lo." Two lines above. So when you're kadem abor shalako, you have to chop down the tree because of Ayin Yafeh. So the boar brishus gemura, the ida and shalav brishus, the chayiv lakas. So why do you have to pay damim? The tirit, that's going to keep me the whole thing. The hezem beruba gezeh chashishukas. Hezem beruba. The near and dvarah shal teba. That makes no sense. The whole shalav the shaloka again ain't no lochir hezem beruba. The guy does something. Adab bum. The bow of Eden, such a bum shem a bum.
He kept the tree.
He shot the bow of the tree. Okay? The guy, he did something shaloka again. So how then? So why should we care about the fact that his hefsim meruba? He's shaloka again.
What's he do shaloka again?
The guy's a murderer, a bum, a Russia. What?
Because he sold his bar?
Right. So that's the problem. The problem is he makes absolutely no sense. Because a minute ago, he just said that the reason, the only reason why you chop down the tree is because Ayin Yafe Mocher. If without Ayin Mocher, Yafe, you wouldn't have to chop down the tree. Nobody has to chop down his tree. He was here first. The only reason he has to chop down the tree, he said twice. He said it about 2 lines ago. He said 2 lines above. Because he was a very nice person. He was a generous person, a nice person. He sold his boar by Ayin Yafe, and therefore, okay, so at least I'm agreeable to chop down my tree, Ayin Yafe, but there's a limit. Please pay me for it. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. What's the kasha? Why should you pay? It makes no sense. He said, she shall go again. He didn't do anything. He all he did is he sold his board. He sold his board and kept his tree. What do you want for the poor guy? And he was so nice that he sold the board by Ayin Yafe. What in the world is he talking about?
Maybe it was because he was Kidin Beheter.
He was what?
He was Kidin Beheter, right?
Who was Kidin Beheter?
The guy who sold the tree.
The guy who sold the boar.
The boar.
He said, she kidma ha boar, means he sold the boar. Shaloko. And he sold the boar. He bought the boar. So the thing is, a boar bereshus, because the boar was bought. And that's why you have to chop down the tree. That's what he said before. He said, the only time you have to chop down the tree is when you sell the boar. And the reason he said it before was, because Ayin Yafe mocherlo. So when I sold you the boar by Ayin Yafe. So you should have a good boar. So therefore, you have the right to chop down my tree. Even though there's a svara to say, right? He said before, the svara say not like that. But no, we don't say that. We say, I sold it by Ayin Yafe, and even if that's going to be mazik me, I sold it to you by Ayin Yafe. Mamish tzadik yisoyed item. So what's he talking about? That she'osa shaloka hoigen.
When the Ritva says Shemokar lo ba'ayin Yafa, he doesn't mean that it was his choice to sell it ba'ayin Yafa. He means when you sell something, it has to be a mecher ba'ayin Yafa. It has to be done. The transfer of property has to be in an ofen that is Yafa.
You're making up. I don't know that. I think that's true. Why does it have to be? If the guy would stipulate, he can't stipulate.
How does the Ritva know that it was Mocha Ba'an Yafa? The Ritva says, and line going down from the top, the fourth line going down, and it's Mashra that if he had such a das, it would work.
It just he can't claim that was his das. Not that the das wouldn't help. I don't know. That's how you can't say it.
No,
I don't agree. I'm sorry. Of course, you can make, and you're the sour. A person who's a sour can make any stipulations he wants. I know he's obligated. When you sell a boar, you're obligated to sell the rights to chop down your tree.
And so the Ritva is being Mosif and Okimta here. The Ritva is Mosif that it happens to be a case where he said, I'm being Mocher Ba'an Yafa.
No. He doesn't say that either. He's not making Okimta.
So what's he saying? Where did the Ayin Yafa come from?
That the norm is, there's a norm in society. But that people sell by Ayin Yafa.
Okay.
But of course, if the guy would specify otherwise, then of course he could specify otherwise. It's just that
you don't. But unless you specify. So unless you specify the standard mecher is ba'ayin yafa.
Right, okay.
So if I'm selling it to you ba'ayin yafa, and inherently I have something that is blocking the ayin yafa, so that's l'chora, that's going against the rules, the standards of mecher.
It's not going to stand there. Is he saying that?
I wouldn't call him a Russia Marusha. I don't know if he's saying over here he's a Russia, but he's saying it's Loka Hogan, meaning you sold it. You didn't stipulate that I'm not selling it by Ayin Yafa. You sold it, and he had a right to expect Ayin Yafa. You happen to have something in your resource that's going to prevent Ayin Yafa. That's Loka Hogan.
Okay, I hear it, but I'm not happy. I don't like that. Is that like you have the mood? He asked the Kasha. He asked the Kasha, why do you have to pay the Dabin? That was his Kasha, because listen, that was, you know, the answer was because it's Hetzer Meruba. So, okay, so he had an answer. That's even though his kasha was, why do you have to pay the damim? You have to get the movement. His kasha was, why do you have to pay the damim? Poshup Shani's kasha was that since it was a buy in Yafa, so that was the agreement. So why do I have to pay you damim?
So you really have to chop down the tree.
His answer is because it's in a Hefse Meruba. We got to be concerned about the poor guy. Poor guy's doing Hefse Meruba. We have to be concerned. He says, no, it's not Ms. Darba. Why should we be concerned with him? Because he's also Shaloka Hagen. I think Shaloka Hagen. He happened to make a sale with Ayin Yafa. That's why he's an also Shaloka Hagen, that we can't be concerned about his Hefsen Meruba. I don't hear what he's saying.
Is the case of Bar Kadam only the case of Moicher, or it's both cases, Moicher and also where the boar was literally kadam?
No, he's saying the boar is literally kadam. He sold the tree. That's called the tree was kadam.
No, I mean literally kadam, not a case of lekeach. Is the Mishnah also talking about the case of not lekeach, or the Mishnah is only the case of lekeach?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Maybe it's Shaloka Hogan, because he's
yesterday in Rashi, whether Rashi means both.
I don't even know what we remember yesterday. I don't know what you mean either. Rashi Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat Rashi doesn't mean both. Rashi means just the case that he says.
Right. But didn't we say yesterday it's possible that it could be a case where he has the bar also and he sells the part with the bar? It's not Rashi.
That he sold the
halacha, it could be.
That Rashi says that he sold the land, you built the boar, and who then if you sold the boar? Yes, as we just said, yes.
Correct. We did say that.
Yes.
So that's what Dov is asking about, right?
Not exactly. I didn't mean that both lokeach is both directions. I mean the case of the Mishnah of Bor Kadam obviously includes a case of lokeach, but doesn't it also include a case of where there's two neighbors, one dog a bar, and the second one came and brought a tree completely.
No, because there's no such case. That was the Gemara's Kasha, because since we're in Rava.
The Gemara's Kasha was the reverse. How can you have an Elon first? How can you have a bar first?
I know there's the Gemara's Kasha, since you can never have an Eden Kadam, right? Because you're never allowed to bring an Eden here.
A bar Kadam, you could have.
Yeah, okay.
So the case of the Mishnah of Bar Kadam,
you can't have a Bar Kadam.
Okay,
I think Rav is going to have the same problem.
Why? Well, what's the problem? Bar doesn't mazik anybody. Bar could come first, no problem. And then the Elon came.
You can bring a bar to the Meitzar? That was the first.
Don't say to the Meitzar.
Three talking away.
We're 25 amas.
Price my bar? We're not talking about that case.
This Mishnah is talking about a tree and a bar.
The bar was there, but a bar could you go away to the bar to the Meitzar or not? You can't go to the bar.
We're not talking about the Meitzar. The bar came within the 25 amma range. That's Pashup Shah in the Mishnah before you come to the Gemara, right? Bar Kadah means the bar came within 25 amma range. Then the tree came Be'isr. So the Mishnah of Bar Kadah has two cases where the bar literally came first. And the Lekeach, flip side of Lekeach of Elon.
Yes, so therefore.
So therefore, when
the result is now this kind of the case, we're trying to do. I follow.
I'm just trying to. The structure is that the case of Shaloi Gehagen that he's asking on is the other case in the Mishnah.
No, but he's clearly saying that he's asking on the case that he created.
Yeah, because
he's saying Shekad Mahabar, and what's the case Shalakacho? So he's clearly saying that he's asking it on the case that he created, not on the, you know, case that would be understood.
That's the first kasha. I'm not sure about the next kasha.
Ritva's
learning both go on the same words in the Mishnah have two cases contained in them. He could ask questions back and forth because the words of the Mishnah have two cases. He could ask on the words of the Mishnah, why do you pay? And the other reflective case in the Mishnah, where it was literally first, Torah Shel Tema.
Why in the beginning did he only ask on the case of Lako, and didn't he ask on both cases? Why did he, if anything, he should have Kal Vachomer asked on the beginning in the other case?
Good question.
What's the other case again? What's the case of not? What's the other case where the bar came first?
Bar came first, straight up.
And then he sold the bar?
No, it's not a case of Shalakach. It's not a case of Lakach.
No Lokeach.
No Lokeach.
Good old case. I dug a bore. Dove once went ahead and planted an Elon over there. There's no Lokeach.
And on that case, he's asking, why should he have to pay?
Maybe he's asking the other case. Maybe he's asking in the last case where he sold it to two different people, Bezeh Chazeh. And that would make sense where it says, Hala, the other guy, why should he have to pay? One guy should pay the other guy. That's over the last there, the case.
Over there, the halacha is that he's not kotzitz at all. So there's no question.
No, but if we do know, that's only the suffix. But let's see, so Bezeh Chazeh. And now it's not a suffix. The first guy bought it, Rishus Gemura. The second guy, right? That's what he's saying. He's talking about the two new people, not talking about himself. It doesn't say he himself keeps it. And he's about how long the other guy has to pay the other guy. In that case, we sold it to two different people, not talking about the
But even then, it's very hard to say that the second person, the guy who bought the Elon second, did anything Shaloka Hogan.
Maybe that's what
it's a little hard to call it Shaloka Hogan.
But that's down the cash, but we could hear maybe more. I don't know. I'm just saying, I could hear as far. He went and bought it. He went and bought a mazik.
Okay, but it's very hard to say that it did anything Shaloka Hogan. It was there before.
He bought a mazik. He bought clearly a mazik. That's not called Ayin Yafa. He bought a mazik. Rebbe was saying before there's a svar that he sold Ayin Yafa. I don't know. I'm saying, but that's what I was asking before. That's not what I was asking before. Did he sell Ayin Yafa?
We're not dealing with Ayin Yafa over here. We're dealing with whether the guy did a Kahogan or the guy did the guy do Shaloka Hogan. I don't think you could call this a Shaloka Hogan.
Yeah, it's also it's not Mashma. He's going on the Suffolk case.
Not Suffolk. He's saying where it's not a Suffolk. He says where it's not a Suffolk, and he tackled went like this.
No one talks about that case. No, that case is not discussed anywhere that he sold to two people, and it's not a Suffolk. You know, no one ever talked about such a case. It's not mentioned. That's such a daichik in the reading. The case is only that he sold to one person. Kishikadma bor shalako means he bought the bor first. That's
the case. Halav usually means the other guy, meaning he's not talking about the person himself. And you say, why doesn't he pay him money? What's halav? Halav means he pays the other.
I don't know. I'm not into the grammar. I don't know that the halav. I'm sorry. certain the act you can. I know. I don't know. Halav.
Here better. Because you come mahabar shalak chai that he bought hare shalak chu shalak chai. I don't know hare habar b'shus gemura. First, I don't know whether I use the word gemura, but okay, b'shus. But it's just gemura. The Elon shaloi b'shus. His Elon is b'shaloi b'shus. How's it b'shaloi b'shus? He's holding on to it.
And buy it, but doesn't have the concept of b'shus. That's what we're saying before, that in order to get this concept of b'shus, you need to buy it. Only when you buy it, you get considered b'shus.
In the Shire, it's called shaloi b'shus.
Yeah, that's what we were saying before. He said that's what the Ritvogs committed to that before. That in order to read the Mishnah, that the buyer is considered Kadam, while the person who didn't buy it is not considered Kadam, is because the buyer is Rishos. Rishos moves you to Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. And the
seller. Okay, on the bar, I'm Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. But why? That's not felt in the tree itself. I'm not felt in my own tree.
Yeah, because it's kadam means I'm kadam and you're not kadam. Otherwise, we're both kadam. And the Mishnah is saying that I'm the only one that's kadam. So it's clear before he was saying that when you're not the buyer, you're called shalob rishus, and therefore you're not considered kadam. That's what he said before.
Okay,
Okay, so what's the problem? So the problem is very, very schwer. In other words, I have a few problems. One problem is I don't know how in the world he drained in the words, you know, what he said. Okay, my sort of feeling is if it is, we'll take the Ritva's word for it. Somehow or another, it drains in. Problem number two, why would the Tana do such a thing? Okay, I'll take the Ritva's word that somehow or another, Kodam could mean Mimai Sodom, which could be Meramis to Rishos. But why does the Tana, and that's not taking the word, Ritva's word for it. That's like, okay, I'll take his word that it could mean that. If the guy's brilliant, they would figure that out. But why does the Tana do such a crazy way of talking? And here, we don't know why is he saying Hes Shaloka Hagen. The Kosha Shaloka Hagen.
Sounds like Rebbe doesn't like the pshat that both cases are in the Mishnah.
He said before, Lako, it's all the case of Lako. You admitted it. You know, he was only asking for the case of Lako. With Von Heren Varshal Tema, Pashas is going on the answer. Like it's Pashas, you know, just the flow of the reading. It's not that I object to your answer. Your answer is fine. It's just the flow. His original Kasha was only in the case of Lako, because he spells out the Farish Lako. That's what Sandy said. And that he gave it Teretz. His Varshal Tema is a question on the Teretz, not a new, doesn't sound like it's a new piece. So he's going on the same case he dealt with before, of Lako.
Isn't that case a better kasha?
Why is that a better kasha?
Because the case where he planted Be'isr, he's saying that there's certainly no Sforo to give him any money over there. Yeah.
In other words, I'm just saying it's just not mashma. In the beginning, he only asked him Lako. It's just the flow. He's continuing. There's a question-answer, which is going back and forth. Now we're all of a sudden dropped the previous question, starting a new question without telling us and changing the case.
Where does Rebbe see before that he said that the Elon is Shaloi Bishus? Where did Rebbe see that before? I'm just not seeing that in anywhere that he said when he said. But, yeah.
He had to fit it into the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah was saying that the Bor called him, how come Elon called him? The Eden Kadim means he sold the Eden. That means in the Bor is not Kadim. So anything you don't sell is not called Kadim. And my Bor Kadim means you sold the Bor. The Eden is not Kadim. So it means that anything you don't sell is not called Bershus, and therefore it's not called Kadim. That's how he read the Lashon of the Mishnah before.
Right, but he doesn't say on the thing that he's Mishayer that's Rebbe's adding in that's Mashma, that's not called Bershus now. He doesn't say that.
He says the words.
Elon Shaloi Bereshus.
He says the words. The Elon Shaloi Bereshus. Chaim Lokutz.
Where?
And the
second
and
right after the Kashalari. Miu Kashalari.
And the second line here, but I think.
He said that we're trying to figure that case out. Rebbe said before that he already said it. That case we're trying to figure out.
Self-understood from what he said before. Because
that's a dinlokeah. That's a dinlokeah.
The whole reason why it's the one's called Kadem and one guy Kadem, the other one's not called Kadem. He says to call Shaome Be Rishos Kare Kadima. But they're both Rishos, so then he doesn't answer the reading.
Oh, because that's a din lokeach. Now he has somebody who's Rishos and the other guy has a din lokeach. Fighting against
that
each
means
other.
That only one's there Berishos. If they're right. Both there Berishos, then he's not saying anything.
Oh no, because if Reuven sells to Shimon and Shimon's now Berishos. Now Reuven has something else called he's the Meicher. The Meicher has Ayin Yafas. The Meicher has Dinim Alta Meicher. The buyer has Bereshus. He has Kadima. That's not called. It's not that his field is the Bereshus. Doesn't say that.
And again, he's saying that because you're Bereshus, you're Kari Kadima. So it means the other guy is not Bereshus. The other guy is also Bereshus. Then they're both Kari Kadima. I think that's Beferish in him. Pretty befaired you're called Kadima because you're Bereshus. So obviously only one guy's called Bereshus because only one guy's called Kadim.
But he even says the reason why he cuts down not because he's Shaloi Bereshus, Not because he's not Bikadima. He says Kaitis Venois and Dhamma to be Ayn Yafamaychaloi. He just keeps saying the wrong reason, according to Rebbe. Of course, Rebbe's saying because he's not the Kadima anymore. He lost his Kadima. He lost his Rishus. He never says that. He says, wait, you know why he has to cut it down his tree? Because Ba'ayin Yafa Meichalai. According to Rebbe, because he's not Kadima. He has no Rishus to be there.
Okay, I think that's the problem. The problem is you happen to be right. You're hitting the problem, but that doesn't mean, you know, the answer to the problem. Anyway, I don't know what time we got. We got how much time we got? Just enough time to say an answer that doesn't make any sense and to think about it. What I was thinking, now I don't know this. I'm admitting this doesn't make any sense. So, but I'll say it anyway because it's 5 minutes to the end. It's perfect time to say something that doesn't make any sense. That the Mishnah uses the words of Kadim. It doesn't say because of Rishus, because the Lomdus is because of Kadim. The Lomdus is not because of but the way you become considered Kadim is through Ayin Yafo Mocher. In other words, it's a two-step process. It's not that. The way we're looking at it is when I sell you the boar, so I have to chop down my tree. Why do I have to chop down my tree? Because the Ayin Yafeh. So then we have a pliyat suma. What's he talking about at the end that he says that you don't shouldn't have to pay dummy because it's shalom brishos? It's nothing to do with shalom, nothing to do with shalom. The reason why you're chopping down the tree is not because you're shalom brishos, you're shalom kahagan. The reason why you're chopping down the tree is because you're Ayin Yafeh. So you're very nice. You were buying up, and that's not a shloka hogan, right? But I say like this. He means as follows. The reason why you chop down the tree is because you're shloka hogan. The reason why you're shloka hogan is because of Yain Yafeh. There's a two-step process. It's not, and I know that, I'll say it again. I want to say it again because I want to be clear. The way we're learning it, it's a one-step process. When I sell you the board, it's Ayin Yafeh. Since it's Ayin Yafeh, I'm selling you the boar to have a good boar. And that means that it's self-understood that there won't be a tree that's messing up your boar. So I'm agreeing to knock down my tree. So why do I knock down the tree? Because I bought it, because I bought the boar by Ayin Yafeh. So then there's two problems with that. If that's the case, then why does he say it's Shalom Kahogan? There's nothing Shalom Kahogan. That's not why you're knocking down the tree. And then in the reading of the Mishnah, is very strange. Why is the Mishnah focusing on the fact that it's Kadim when that's not relevant and immaterial? And the whole word is because it's Rishus and Ayin Yafeh. But if you say it's a two-step process, that the Rishus, the Ayin Yafeh, all the Ayin Yafeh somehow or another makes that halachically is viewed as if you're Kadim. And now that you're a kadim, therefore you have a taina that the other guy is shalom kahogan. And that's why I can demand to knock down the tree. I'm not demanding you to knock down the tree because you sold your field by Ayin Yafeh. I would claim that when a guy sells his field by Ayin Yafeh, he's not thinking about chopping down his tree. He doesn't mean to chop down his tree. He thinks that there's a guy, the Bauer Boer, is his good friend. He's never going to ask him to chop down the tree. So Asik Adayte, he always had the boar and the tree together in the same chutzar. I'm not saying it's Muglo, but it's possible. He wasn't Asik Adayte about chopping down the tree. He didn't have any das to give you the rights to chop down that. I'm going to give you the rights to chop down my tree. But he sold them by Ayin Yafeh, because people sell by Ayin Yafeh. Now that he sold them by Ayin Yafeh, so the owner of the boar says, hey, you are a mazik, because the Ayin Yafeh makes and I'm considered kadim. And if I'm kadim, then you are a mazik with your tree. And you're a mazik, you're a shalom kahogan, having such a tree. And therefore I demand that you chop down the tree because you're a shalom kahogan.
So the tree owner goes and he says, whatever the Rav says, I'm very happy to do. Let's go to the Rav right now. And the Rav says, chop down the tree. So the tree owner sounds like a pretty good guy to me.
Right, but he Shalom Gahogan that he exists.
That he exists?
Yes, he exists. Because when he sells the boar, the Maisa, since he sells the boar, Mr. Boar becomes Kadim. If Mr. Boar becomes Bagam, so what are you doing having a tree next to his boar, which was Kadim? You don't have to put a tree next to have a tree next to a boar that's Kadim. So you're Shaloka Hogan that you have a tree there. The tree shouldn't be there.
How do we define Shaloka Hogan? What does that mean?
Shaloka Hogan is that you're doing something which is improper. It's improper. It's improper to have a tree which is Mazik Gabor that was Kadim.
Doesn't it matter how that came to be? And we just look at it in a snapshot. We don't care about the history.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't make a difference how it came to be.
Rebbe could make the two-step process.
At the end of the day, right now, he somehow or another got, I don't know, a time machine, and his boar became there before your tree. Your tree is a mazik. Your tree, which you own this wild animal, which is doing constant hezek. You own a shor, which is being mazik, which is going around the neighborhood and doing hezek. So you're a Shaloka Hogan. You got an animal that's doing hezek. Instead of being an ox that's doing hezek, you got a tree that's doing hezek.
To a bar that I already had.
What?
To a bar that I already had. I'm agreeing. In other words, your Elon is being mazik my bar, which I already had this bar before you.
Right. Right. In other words, the mechayev, what I'm claiming is that the mechayev to chop down the tree is not because, oh, that was his das. When he sold him the boar, he was thinking, you know, I'm going to chop down my tree. That was the first, I would claim that very often it's the further thing from his mind. He doesn't think of chopping down his tree. The tree and the boar, they live together in harmony for 50 years. He doesn't think it. But the maisa, and that's why the braisa, that's why the Mishnah emphasizes the words of Kadim, because that's the lumdus. The Mishnah is hitting the nail on the head. The Mishnah didn't want to say because it's Bereshus, because Bereshus is irrelevant.
The Mishnah the same way lumdus. Lumdus has
that's irrelevant. What's relevant is that you're Kadim.
Now, but lumdus has limitations
because Bereshus makes you Kadim. Okay, that's a technicality.
How could the lumdus of Rishus make you into a shlug? It's like saying the lumdus of Lovud makes an onk could steal anything out of your sukkah if you have Lovud. Lumdus is lumdus and Metzias is Metzias. If the Ritva would have said, since you're Mazik and he's the Nizik, we don't believe in Hafsin Meruba, then it would be easier to read. But he says, I believe in Hafsin Meruba, but not if you're Shaloika Haigen, you did something wrong, Klap Mishmaya, you're a bad person. Why are we Chayshish for your loss? I didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't do in the past, you're doing in the present.
I'm going to the Rav as soon as you tell me to. I didn't do anything wrong.
The present, your existence, every second, your tree, that tree is the tree's existence right now is Shaloka Hogan.
No, it's a mazik. It's not Shaloka Hogan, because like Hogan means
mazik.
You
own a mazik. You're not a Shaloka Hogan. You got to get rid of a mazik.
Before you bought a Shaloka Hogan, you understand.
You have a mazik here. So you're mechuyev to get rid of it. So we should pay you to get rid of your mazik. I have an animal. My animal is a wild animal, and it's going around and killing people. It's not my fault. Not my fault that my animal became wild and going around killing people. I come to Bezin. Bezin say, you know, you got to kill your animal. I say, well, it's going to cost me a hefzin meruba. You know, let the people pay me for it. What do you mean? You own a wild animal. We're not blaming you. We're not saying that's your fault. It's not your fault that your Elsie went crazy. But the Maisa, you own a mazik. You own a mazik, which is doing a hezek. That's called the Shaloka Hogan. Your bria owning a mazik is a Shaloka Hogan. So we don't care about your hezek meruba. We're not blaming you for that. You're an oinus to be a Shaloka Hogan. But the Maisa, you're a Shaloka Hogan.
Rebbe's whole speech about the shor. The Rebbe didn't mention the word Shaloka Hogan once till the very end of the speech to fit it into the Ritva. Okay. And probably if not for the Ritva, you never would have said the owner of Elsie Shaloka Hogan. You would have said, what's the Harish guy? We don't pay for your mazik. Get your mazik out of here.
That's right.
We just explained the Ritva's kasha.
So So you're right. So okay, now listen, I'm not claiming it's, but that's what I'm trying to answer is both problems. Trying to answer how it's considered Shalka Hogan, and I'm trying to answer the Lashon of the Mishnah, that there's a reason for the madness. Really, the Ritva is saying the super daichik, that somehow or another Rishus is called Kadim. But there's a reason why the Mishnah does that, because that's the Lundis. You can't skip over that. You couldn't have just used the word Rishus. Because if you wouldn't have told me that it's Kadim, then the Din wouldn't be the same.
Why could I and Yafa do it alone?
Because of the fact that it's Kadim. What?
Why can I and Yafa do it alone?
Because I and Yafa does not mean, because I'm claiming that I and Yafa doesn't mean that a guy is thinking, that I'm giving you permission to chop down my tree. People don't do such I and Yafa. That's not Mistavra. And then the guy could claim I never had such das of I and Yafa. No, I say that you're going to chop down my tree. If I would have, I had das to give you I and Yafa, but not that you should chop down my tree. You know, I was assuming that we're going to live in peace and harmony for the next 50 years together. He's assuming, or I don't know if he's assuming, the Gemara is assuming, because if it will be Ayin Yafa, it doesn't fit into the Lashon of the Mishnah. So the Teretz is that Ayin Yafa wasn't his das. He didn't have das. I'm selling you the boar, and with this, by selling you the boar, I'm giving you the right to chop down my tree, and that's my das. No, that's not my das. My das is that, of course, I'm giving you the boar. I'm being a very nice person, and I'm assuming you're going to be a nice neighbor too, and you're going to love my dog, right? I have a dog, and I'm selling you my property, and I'm just assuming you love dogs like I love dogs, and you're not going to bother me. Then after you buy the property, you take me to court to get rid of my dog. Like, what's going on here? I thought you were a dog lover, like I'm a dog lover, you know? But once I sell it to you, by Ayin Yafa, you have a right to take me to court to get rid of your dog. So once I sold you by Ayin Yafa, you have a right to take me to court to get rid of my tree. But not that my das was the chatchila. I'm giving you the right to go ahead and get rid of my tree. You have to go through the system of Shaloka Hogan, of the system of chila. So the Mishnah is telling you the system. So I'm answering the two kashas at once. I don't fully understand it, I have to admit. But structurally, I'm answering two questions. One, why it's called Shaloka Hogan, and two, why the Tana wrote such a strange way.
Okay. If there's no such system, what would happen to Ayin Yafa? Would do nothing?
Ayin Yafa just means it's Ayin Yafa, but not that there's no din. I never had explicit das so you could chop down my tree.
So you couldn't chop down the tree?
Chop down the tree, no.
So then how does this Kodam Svara supercharge Ayin Yafa?
Because no, it's not supercharged Ayin Yafa. Ayin Yafa makes that it's considered Kodam, and now that it's Kodam, there's a halachic din that you're a mazik, and a mazik has to chop down his tree.
Why does Ayin Yafa make you Kodam?
Because Ayin Yafa makes Kodam. That's what he said. That's what he explained. Why? Ayin Yafa makes a your brishos.
Doesn't matter, right.
Until now, I thought you were saying
that's what he said. Ayin Yafa makes brishos.
Makes
Shashas to make Brachas.
And Shashas
makes Kadim. And Kadim makes it din that you're a Mazik and you're
Shalom. Until 10 minutes ago, it sounded like Ayin Yafa gives you the rights. The rights are labeled as Kadim. It's a catchphrase the Mishnah uses. Right,
so I'm saying, that's Daichik. So why would the Mishnah talk, why don't the Mishnah talk English instead of talking some kind of strange language that no one understands? Teretz is because the Mishnah is talking English, because the whole Lomdes is Kadim. That's the whole part. That's the whole Sibas of Mechayiv. And then the Ritva says that clearly. The Sibas of Mechayiv is Shaloka Hogan.
And we got the Lashon. It's
a way of making it Kadim. But once you get Kadim, then this other Svara comes in. Without that other Svara, you wouldn't have to knock down the tree. Okay, I'm going to accept.
So the next question is, how does Ayin Yafa get us to Kadam, which gets us beyond what Ayin Yafa could have done in the first place?
We're Rishus.
Okay. Ayin Shikayach.
Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you very much.
Thank you.